questioning eyebrows. You've made it pretty clear what you like. It's only fair to tell you now that I leave early in the morning, and I won't be back till next year. I see that kiss me pucker forming, but maybe you should plug it with a beer. 'Cause Papa was a rodeo, Mama was a rock and roll band. I could play guitar and rope a steer before I learned to stand. Home was anywhere with diesel gas, love was a trucker's hand. Never stuck around long enough for a one-night stand. Before you kiss me, you should know Papa was a rogue.
Five FM WMFO Method.
Mouths are upon the stones, a purgatory place unknown. Feel
In with our good friend Psychic Dog, Foreign Languages off Lunch Went Well, Baby Driver before that, You Got It Made, Let All the Sun In is their disc, and a great track from Set Fire, Better Off, Aura. Get on that one as well. We're going to check in with our friend Suze now, and she's going to give us the old concert report.
Oh, hello. I'm Suze, and here's your On the Town with Mikey D concert report for the upcoming week. And first up, for tomorrow, Thursday, October 25th, Oompa, Dutch Rebel, and Rez are at the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum in Boston at 7 p.m. tomorrow night. Dutch Rebel, a.k.a. Queen of the Bean, and the 2017 Women of the World Poetry Slam champion, Oompa, both from Boston, they're going to share the stage with Philadelphia-based indie artist Rez for an evening of hip-hop, rock, and soul. And there's a pre-show act with LaDuke, formerly known as DJ Leah V. For Steamcrunk, tomorrow night, Walter Sickert and the Army of Broken Toys have their Halloween happening at the Museum of Science at 7:30 p.m. You can kick off your Halloween as the toys take over the Charles Hayden Planetarium for an evening of masquerade, music, and mayhem under the dome. Also tomorrow night, singer-songwriter Todd DeBow and his band are at Toad tomorrow night in Porter Square, Cambridge for the early show at 7:30 p.m. Todd's band features Thomas Giuliano, Sean Staples, Joe Klompas, and Chris Anzalone. For Space Rock, tomorrow night, Ghosts of Jupiter are at the Lizard Lounge in Cambridge, and that starts at 8:30 p.m. And for the best band bios and descriptions, that would definitely be this show. Gunmother, Young Familiar, Ryan Adair Rooney are at the Lily Pad in Inman Square, Cambridge tomorrow night at 10 p.m. I wouldn't normally read like band bios, but I'm going to definitely read the first one. For the band Gunmother, Gunmother is a folk band that was founded in the middle of winter a few years back by songwriters Adam Glasseye, and you might remember him as Reverend Glasseye, and Georgia Young. Initially inspired by weirdo folk acts such as Roy Harper, Mimi and Richard Farina, Karen Dalton and Bill Fay, as well as traditional American folk music, Gunmother sings songs about rabbits, geometry, and fog. So see them tomorrow night at the Lily Pad. And then one more for tomorrow night. For reggae, hip-hop, and soul, you can see the Crush Factory at their weekly Thursday residency at Bull McCabe's in Union Square, Somerville, and that starts at 10 p.m. And now we're on to Friday, October 26th. Singer-songwriter Peter Mulvey kicks off the 8th annual Lamplighter Sessions at Club Passim in Harvard Square, Cambridge, Friday at 7 p.m. It's happening Friday the 26th through Wednesday the 31st. Friday's installment starts at 8 p.m. Check Club Passim's website or Facebook for the start times for the other nights. And one more for Friday, also at 7, singer-songwriter Rachel Reinick with special guests the Wednesdays are at the Burren Backroom Series in Davis Square, Somerville. Mary Lou Lord is at the Rockwell in Davis Square, Somerville with UK psychedelic rock band the Beavis Frond, and that's Friday night at 7:30 p.m. And a few more for you for Friday. Rush Gershon Trio, the special edition, is at Accurate Records in Somerville on Friday at 8 p.m. If you want to change from attending a club show, the Accurate Records Loft is worth checking out. For heavy metal, rock and roll, and punk, it's the Humanoids, Slim Jim and the Mad Cows, Made in New England, and Electric Street Queens at Midway Cafe in Jamaica Plain at 8:30 p.m. on Friday. And then for their residency, Moroccan-drenched electronic dubbed-out funk, it's the Club D'Elf Halloween show at the Lizard Lounge in Cambridge on Friday at 10 p.m. Next up, Saturday, October 27th. You can see Jamaica Plain band Miriam on Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m. for an afternoon matinee show at Atwood's Tavern in Cambridge. And they also have an excellent description of their band. A honky-tonk swagger and a catchy rock and roll band had a love child and spout out a dueling female harmonied beast of a band. So check them out at the matinee show at Atwood's on Saturday. Folk indie rock is also happening later that night at Atwood's, as The Sparrow is hosting a costume party starting at 10 p.m. And then over in Gloucester, What Time Is It Mr. Fox and Seaside Circus have Cirktober at Magma Gloucester at 7:30 p.m. The members of Seaside Circus will perform aerial dance and choreography on silks, trapeze, and more to Mr. Fox's original songs. And since it's the season of the witch, there will be lots of odes to ghosts and monsters. And the show that I'll be at on Saturday, Old Jack's Last Saturday's Halloween 2018, is at the Lizard Lounge in Cambridge on Saturday, and doors open at 8:30. Disaster and the Designated Drivers perform as Elvis Costello, Old Jack as Neil Diamond, and I am really looking forward to seeing Dan Nicklin of Old Jack sing songs by Neil Diamond. That is going to be awesome. And then Cult of Point Break Playtime are performing as the Rolling Stones. That's Saturday at the Lizard Lounge. And then over in Salem, the Devil's Twins host their annual Halloween Town Throwdown with Carissa Johnson, the Cure-Alls, and also Jesus, and that's at Opus on Saturday in Salem at 8 p.m. At Sally O'Brien's on Saturday night, it's Rise of the Spirits, the Sally O'Brien's Halloween show in Union Square, Somerville at 9 p.m. It's featuring the Patty Saul Band with Damon Liebert, also Josh Lederman and Friends, and the All Right Already with Jeremy Dryden and Brian Mack. And that's Saturday night at Sally O'Brien's. And then one more for Saturday, over at Bull McCabe's in Union Square, Somerville, there's a Thunder Funkin' Halloween party, and that's hosted by the band Kong at 10 p.m. Lots of Halloween shenanigans. Next up for Sunday, October 28th, the debut of Local Behavior Music Festival is happening on Sunday at Boston City Winery. It takes place from 3 to 10 p.m. It features a multi-genre lineup of women and non-binary fronted bands and singer-songwriters. And there's a pretty awesome list of musicians playing. Katie Curtis, Dutch Rebel, Olivia Gatwood, Haley Sabella, Billy Dean Thomas, Elizabeth and the Catapult, Rihanna Fernandez Nunez of Zoomix, Live Green Music, Avanti Negral, Ari and Mia, Marcella Cruz, Aubrey Haddard, and the Wolf Sisters. So that's the Local Behavior Music Festival on Sunday at Boston City Winery. And then for some rockabilly, country, truck driving music, and drinking music, you can see Roy Sludge at Sally O'Brien's, 6 p.m. in Union Square, Somerville on Sunday. Singer-songwriter Ariel Strasser is celebrating the release of her new album at the Burren Backroom Series on Sunday with Nick Young and that One-Eyed Kid. It starts at 7 p.m. For what they describe as experimental dub featuring members of John Brown's Body, Morphine, and a host of other Boston madmen, you can see Dub Apocalypse at their usual spot on Sundays at Bull McCabe's in Union Square, Somerville, and that starts at 10 p.m. Next up, we are on to Monday, October 29th. From 5 to 7 p.m., Matt Heaton hosts the Toddler Billy Takeover at Once Somerville. You can bring your kids to that. That's 5 to 7 on Monday the 29th. Singers Songwriter Mondays take place at the wine bar and restaurant Les Zigomats near South Station in Boston from 5:30 to 9 p.m. Starting at 5:30, Laura Vecchione with Hunter Bergamy on guitar. And then at 7:30, it's Kevin So and his band. Another one for Monday the 29th for New Jazz, Rock, and Psychedelic. This show is called Monday is for Making Music, and it features the Julian Casper Band with special guests at Thunder Road in Union Square, Somerville at 8 p.m. And then over at the Plow and Stars in Central Square on Monday, you can see Life Partners, Jeb Bishop, and Picnic Lunch. That's at the Plow in Central Square, Cambridge at 10 p.m. on Monday. And now we've got a few shows for you on Tuesday. If you're a musician, if you're a musician and you want to learn more about applying for the Live Arts Boston 2019 grant from the Boston Foundation, the record company is hosting Live Arts Boston Grant Application Working Session at their place in Boston on Mass Ave from 6 to 8 p.m. You can receive advice and feedback on your proposal. And that's Tuesday, October 30th. And now, of course, for another Halloween show, because it is indeed Tuesday, October 30th for this show, Halloween at the Lily Pad at Inman Square, Cambridge starts at 9 p.m. All Talk as the Talking Heads, Littlefoot as Sheryl Crow, Nighttime Sunshine as the Carpenters, and the Love Strangers as the Silver Jews. That is a very interesting collection of music. So you should go to the Lily Pad in Inman Square on Tuesday at 9 p.m. And then also another one for Tuesday, it's the Ghetto People Band's Tuesday Residency for Reggae at Bull McCabe's in Union Square, Somerville, and that's Tuesday at 10 p.m. It is also Taco Tuesday at Bull McCabe's, and their kitchen closes at 10. Delicious tacos. And now we're on to Wednesday, October 31st, also known as Halloween. Vanyaland and Hojoko present the Halloween 2018 with Trilogy House of Harm. When I first read that, I thought it said House of Ham. I'm not going to lie, but actually the band is called House of Harm. And CLLCTV at Hojoko in Boston near Fenway at 8 p.m. Synthwave by Trilogy and the darkened synth pop of House of Harm. Not House of Ham, Suze. The night closes with a late night dance party set by CLLCTV. I'm probably mispronouncing their name, but that is the Vanyaland and Hojoko Halloween party on Wednesday. And then another Halloween show for Wednesday, Growing Up Spooky at O'Brien's Pub. Bird Gangs play as Fleetwood Mac. Lady Pills play as Iggy Pop. And Your Shitty Future, local jerks play Bronx covers so you don't have to. And that would be members of Leopard Print Taser and Tired Old Bones. And then one more for that show, Future Teens are playing the entire Kids Bop Volume 1, or at least probably a bunch of those songs. And thanks to Wikipedia, I learned today that there are 38 main albums of the Kids Bop series as of July 13th. That is a lot of Kids Bop. And then one more for Wednesday next week. Halloween Hall of Dreams is taking place at Bow Market in Union Square, Somerville. It's more cover bands, of course. Lockett is playing as Blondie. Bedtime Magic is playing as Tears for Fears. Ghosts of Sailors at Sea is Fugazi. And Totaled is Cheap Trick. That sounds like another good rock and roll Halloween show. All right, well, that's your On the Town with Mikey D concert report. I will see you out there.
Oh, thank you, Suze. And I personally can't wait for that House of Ham. What do you think, Pam?
I'm excited. I want those tacos.
Yeah. Bull McCabe does have amazing tacos, though.
I've never had their tacos.
They're really good. Anyway, here's Mary Lou Lord on the Town with Mikey D.
Yay.
My Buddy Valentine.
Soaring, it was high. I can't touch. I come undone when you look at me.
It's On the Town with Mikey D, Jason Lane with you, 91.5 FM WMFO, Kat Kennedy. It's a brand new track from her, a very good track called Notice Me, and that followed Mary Lou Lord's My Buddy Valentine. I love punny song titles like that, don't you? Just yes. Say something, Pam, please.
I'm still thinking about those tacos in the House of Ham.
They're the best tacos. They have amazing tacos.
Amazing tacos.
Bull McCain's.
I can't even... Honestly, I'm so hungry right now.
Yeah. Oh. Our fearless leader, Joel, isn't here with us today.
We miss you, Joel.
And he always is armed with bottles of water for us to drink. And we're like trapped... It's like we're trapped in
in the desert.
No, it's like we're trapped in an elevator, I've decided.
Oh, that's super weird.
I know.
Did you know that today is the 7-year anniversary of the last time I got trapped in an elevator? That's really weird.
When's the last time? So there was multiple times.
Yeah. But I used to work in a building that had a rickety old elevator, and the last time it happened was 7 years ago. I was in the elevator with all 6 of my colleagues. We were coming back from lunch. And the elevator got stuck between floors. And it was one of those things where all 7 of us piled
in. Were they 13th floor elevators?
Face to face to back to shoulder. No, but good reference there.
Yeah.
And we were stuck between the 4th and 5th floors. And the 4th floor people pried open the doors for us and helped us climb down out of the elevator.
That's amazing. Yeah. See, if I were trapped in an elevator, I would try to pull some kind of, like, you know... Jack from 24 thing. You know what I mean?
Oh, I thought we were going to go somewhere different.
No, like,
I would try to pull a rabbit out of a hat and entertain everybody by being a magician.
Are you like Milton Berle or something? What was that?
Secretly. And did you know that I was in a rat video?
Like a rat video? Like the band
Rat? R-A-T-T. Yeah, Milton Berle was in their video for Round and Round because I think his nephew was their drummer.
Get out of here.
No, for real.
All right, we could go on all night and play some music. It's Winter Pills, Feed the Spider. See what happens. It's On the Town with Mikey D. I'm Jason Lane. Enjoy.
I woke up in blind.
The Big Lonesome. Say goodbye.
Bye.
No, it's in the middle of the track. I knew you were gonna do it. I knew it. Let's. What do you? You got something to say?
Did you know that if a fire starts in your home, you only have 2 minutes to safely escape? That's why it's important to have working smoke alarms and test them monthly. You should also develop an escape plan and practice that plan so everyone in your family can get out in less than 2 minutes. A home fire can strike anywhere, anytime, devastating families, but we can change that. Make your plan today. The American Red Cross has other tools to keep your family safe. Visit redcross.org to learn more. And that's Red Cross with a C, not a K. Don't get confused with the band.
I know. How could you? I mean, it's amazing. We know people that would actually be like Red Cross, and that's how they would spell it first.
Maybe. I mean, maybe the band Red Cross also has helpful hints for you to keep you from having a terrible house fire.
Yeah, put it out with a 40 ounce of beer.
Are they big drinkers, Red Cross?
I don't think so. I think they might even be straight. I don't know. What do I know? I wasn't in that band. This is Man Trouble Loud.
Bet you hear me now. Got a fear, that desire. Eternally wired loud. a bottle of wine. So come on, cats, don't hesitate. It's how we know it's not too late to get loose. Let's drink some booze.
Summer, oh how we baked this winter. It's even colder, but no
Count Me In on the Town with Mikey D. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Let's do a little mic check here. Mic check.
Mic check.
Thank you. I like that when you're at a good protest and they do the mic check.
Yeah.
I live for that stuff, man. I'll tell you.
Can we talk about the House of Ham again?
Nope. We're going to talk about what else we heard before Tiger Man Woe. We heard okay. Big D and the Kids Table shining on. And the Raging Teens. Oh, my goodness. I had an itch to hear them. Let's drink some booze off Rock and Roll Party. Such a fun-loving band. And then we also did Man Trouble way back there, loud off their Dreamworld disc. And now we're going to do some, you know, I played Mountain Man earlier. Remember that? We said Muffin Man by the Silks.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to play a Mountain Man by Zip Tie Handcuffs.
Is it also secretly about muffins?
I don't think so.